School children in Gaza protested in front of the house of acting Palestinian Authority chief Mahmoud Abbas. The students say Abbas is responsible for the electricity crisis that has gripped the Gaza Strip since the start of November. Children chanted slogans against Abbas and some even burned posters with his picture. Palestinians in the tiny coastal enclave have been living on an average of 6 hours of electricity per day for nearly 40 days after Gaza's sole power generating plant stopped working due to lack of fuel. In recent days, several homes in Gaza caught fire due to fires caused by candles. The blaze left a number of children injured.
Abbas is partially responsible for the electricity crisis that we are in right now. We can't study in the dark. I don't understand why Mahmoud Abbas is doing this to us.
Students are expected to suffer tremendously in the coming days as they start their mid-year exams amid long hours of power outages and the cold winter nights. They demanded the immediate lifting of the blockade and called on Egypt to provide Gaza with electricity.
Instead of providing us with electricity, Egypt has been threatening Gaza. We are unable to study for our exams and it is really hard to spend our time in the dark. This is really harmful for our future.
The Palestinian Authority is responsible for providing fuel to a power plant that used to generate about 30% of Gaza's electricity needs, while the rest is purchased from Israel and Egypt. The electricity crisis has affected all aspects of life in Gaza, and people here see no end in sight to their suffering amid what they describe as a conspiracy of silence. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.